Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Joining us on the line, Joyce Fu, the sales and marketing manager for Lexingo. Now, Joyce is seeing her work as part of a solution to single-use plastic waste, tapping her passion for the environment, resonating with the company's core values. She oversees Lexingo's integrated marketing and communication strategy. And recently, Lexingo did a sustainability at home photo contest in which they asked people to send in pictures of things that they had done to stop using single-use plastic. So joining us online now, Joyce Fu. Joyce, welcome to Weekend Mornings.
Hi, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you with us. Joyce, tell us about this sustainability at home photo contest. What was the background about how that got started?
Oh, okay. So the team actually came up with this contest during the circuit breaker period when many of us were just staying at home. So we thought to ourselves, you know, how can we inject some excitement and positivity during this period? So we decided to launch this photo contest where everyone in the family can participate and have fun together and even, you know, win some prizes. So besides raising public awareness and support on an eco-friendly lifestyle, the contest also aims to emphasize innovation, creativity, and, you know, responsible use of resources while staying at home.
So you were trying to encourage the recycling and reuse of everyday materials. What were some of the highlights that came out as a result of this contest? What did you see people taking photos of?
So most people just take pictures of their plants and also of their recycled bags, you know, the ones that they use when they go to a grocery shop. And some of them also took pictures of how they pack their food in reusable containers. So it's just, yeah, simple things like that.
And what did you find, Joyce? I mean, were you gratified or uplifted by the responses? Were there many responses? Does it indicate to you that we are moving towards a more sustainable lifestyle in Singapore?
Right now, there's not a lot of submissions, but I feel that, yeah, like Singaporeans are taking their own little steps in being more sustainable. Because, you know, I've been seeing more people using reusable bags when they go out, and also at hawker centres, people are bringing their own cutleries. Okay, maybe not cutleries, but more of their own containers. And people also have straws with them now.
Mm. We do. Yeah. My wife scolds me. She takes the recyclable cutlery and containers wherever we go into hawker centres.
Yeah.
It's the norm now. And I think projects
got my commuter mug right here.
Yes, yeah, and I'm holding mine up for Facebook Live. I haven't used a single-use plastic cup for a long, long time.
No need to.
And I think initiatives like this can only help. I mean, how did you guys, I mean, you've mentioned before, why did you go into this particular contest? Why did you think this was the right thing to do now?
Well, because we feel that during circuit breaker, right, more people are staying at home, so they have more time on their hands to do such things as to before, I feel. Yeah.
Joyce, speaking with Joyce Fu, the marketing manager at Lexingo, and your products are all made from silicone, right? So they're not made from plastic. Yeah, and you have like lunch boxes and cutlery and things like that. How is the market been responding to that? Because, you know, your products are not super cheap, right? Obviously, you know, people, they do cost more, but people can obviously use them
they're
for
reusable.
A long time, right?
Yeah.
But have they proven to be popular in Singapore?
Yeah, so we actually only started last year in December. Mm-hmm. And our best product is actually our food container.
Right.
Most of our food containers are collapsible, you know, so it's easy for people to carry it around. And many of our customers have said that that feature actually encouraged them to pack their own food. And because it saves a lot of space in their bags also.
Right.
Yeah. So other than the food containers, another hero product would be the silicone resealable straws. So, you know, because there's a lot of alternatives to plastic straws, you know, such as metal and bamboo.
Yeah. Right.
We realized that those are quite difficult to clean. And, you know, hygiene is definitely an issue. So we took that problem and we developed our own patented feature called the E-Zip. And this actually works like a zip, but on a straw. So after using the straw, you can literally unzip the straw and wash it clean.
Wow.
And are, are you seeing, Joyce, you know, in terms of demographics, the kinds of people buying your products? The stereotype is, of course, it would be younger people predominantly. Is that something you're seeing? Are you managing to cross that divide with older generations, perhaps, and encourage those guys to use less single-use products? What are your demographics like in terms of sales?
In terms of sales, it would be, yeah, I would say it's mostly younger people. But yeah, we definitely look into how we can target, you know, older Singaporeans.
No, that's great. That's great. And what are your upcoming products? What have you got in mind for future product releases? Because this is a very serious thing, right? Singapore doesn't have a choice anymore. The government has been very public in our need to move away from single-use plastics. We're too small. We don't have the. We have finite space. Our offshore our offshore recycling and facilities are not big enough to cope. So we have to recycle more.
Yeah.
So your initiative's a great one. What other products do you have in mind, or about to launch, or considering?
Oh, okay. So we recently launched a few products, which were all conceptualized and developed with customers' feedback in mind and their evolving needs. So one of them is the resealable jumbo straw, which is perfect to drink bubble tea, and you can use it to, you know, sip the pearls. And here in Singapore, we can't deny that we all love bubble tea, right? So it definitely... it's a long time coming. And we also launched the jumbo mugs, which can carry up to 1 liter of liquid. So with many of us staying at home the past few months, it's a handy product that we can place alongside our work from home setup and a great reminder to hydrate throughout the day. And we have also another product. It's our silicone sandwich box. It's designed to fit snugly in your bag with a sleek square shape. And it's also ultralight and compact, which is
all
of our new products. Yeah,
talking to Joyce from Lexingo. And Joyce, you know, you have so many different products. You've got like resealable bags, like those plastic lunch bags and things like that. And what is it going to take to get more Singaporeans to use these sort of reusable bags and things? You know, if you go to a hawker center, you don't generally see people bringing their own stuff. They pack in their lunch in a styrofoam and take it away with them, when in reality, all they need to do is just take a reusable a dish with them, a sealable one like the ones you guys sell. Why isn't that Singaporeans are not getting on board with this, even though everybody says they're, you know, they want to be environmentally friendly?
I feel that it all comes down to convenience. So I think we just need to put in a little bit more effort and we can all be more sustainable.
Yeah, that is a key word.
But even getting people to bring their own recycled bags with them, you know, people don't even do that when they go to the grocery store. You know, no. I mean, it just seems like such a hard problem to solve.
Because it requires effort. I mean, Joyce has made the point. It requires effort.
Or forethought, maybe.
Yeah,
right?
It requires effort.
Yeah.
You know, even to get folks to separate their rubbish from their recycling. So, I mean, moving forward, Joyce, what more are your guys at Lexingo planning to do? I mean, whether it's awareness campaigns, new products, you have your competition going on, sustainability at home. What more can be done, either generally or with Lexingo?
So at Lexingo, we hope to continue expanding our customer base because we're still fairly new, and hopefully we can bring Lexingo into neighboring countries and other cities in the region. So we've also collaborated with other brands in the past, and we're looking to, you know, synergize our resources with like-minded partners to develop more products that our customers are looking for. And we hope that we can always continue creating sustainable solutions to protect the world we live in together.
Oh, Joyce Fu, head of marketing for Lexingo. Of course, you can see all those products on the locations where you can buy them. If you're interested, at the Lexingo website, lexingo.com.sg. Joyce, thanks for being with us today, and good luck on making sure that people do the right thing when it comes to using reusable containers.
Okay, thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.